Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A little movie talk this week, and we stumbled onto this by accident, started quoting movie lines in the office the other day. And there are so many great lines that come out of movies, whether they were intended to be a catchphrase. You know, back during the 80s, the movies started trying to create a catchphrase. And most of the stars will tell you that you never know whether any of this stuff is going to fly or not. You know, and some of it just happens by total accident. And a lot of the greatest lines in movies that became catchphrases or favorite lines were ad-libs, you know, by the stars themselves. They, you know, the director just said, I'm not sure what we're going to say here. Just do something.
Yeah.
You know, which is what happened in the famous award-winning movie Taxi Driver, when Robert De Niro is standing in front of the mirror and he goes, you talking to me?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that line.
Yeah.
That wasn't even in the script. Director just said, I don't know what to do here. I'm not sold on anything. Just ad-lib it and let's see what happens. And that's what happened. And it went in.
Which, good for him, because that could go one of two ways. Do you ever get up on stage, I'm seeing, they're like, oh, you have about 5 minutes to kill. Just go ahead and...
Yeah, just make something up.
You're like, I don't...
Yeah, it's tough.
I need you to give me a script.
Yeah, it's tough to get up here.
That's like when they tell me to go up and MC an event. I'm like, how's everybody doing?
Y'all ready to party?
Come on, you did better than that.
I can say this on loop, but that's about it. What do you have a favorite movie line that you think everybody will know?
Look, there are hundreds of them. In my mind, there are hundreds of them. From something as simple as, the name's Bond, James Bond, which ends up
in every one of the movies. One.
But those are, and there are other ones that just you think might be funny that somebody else may completely miss it.
I have my favorite movie line. It's Drop 4.
Oh, you, wow. Fancy.
This is your favorite movie line.
Yeah, I want to see if people can guess where it's from. I think you two will get it.
Here we go.
You're too stupid to have a good time.
That's, oh no. No, it's slipping.
No.
You don't know where that's from?
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't.
It's where hard when you put it on.
You're too stupid to have a good turn.
Oh, Wolf Nation, don't let me down. 680 Wolf.
It's not like we don't have any prizes or anything. I'm sure you know what it is. We thought we'd play a little game where you give us a line.
Yeah.
And we try to figure out.
And we try to figure it out.
And so far as you can see, we're really on a roll.
Yeah.
It's hard to be put on the spot.
So if you have a favorite movie line, you know, and I know some movie lines give it away.
Oh, yeah.
From, so maybe the line that you have is something that's either funny or something that was turned into a catchphrase by accident that they didn't even know they were going to do that.
Well, I think you two would be able to get the one I remember is, he was a tall drink of water with a silver spoon up his...
See, that's one of those you can't finish.
Do you do you know what that's from? I don't know what that's from.
What's that from, Chase?
Andy Dufresne.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, that's
Red.
Right. That's right. That's part of the narration.
Shawshank.
Yeah.
Yep.
Part of the narration in Shawshank. You're right. Hey, it's the Wolf.
Hey, I got a movie quote.
All right, go.
Why don't you take a step back and literally beat your own face?
Oh.
I'm out. I don't know it.
I have no idea. Chase?
I can't think of it. What is it?
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, okay.
I never liked that. I can't get past like the beginning part of that movie where he's holding the head because he thinks it's fake, you know? What's your name?
The movie's called John.
John, thank you for checking in, man. Have a good one.
Bye.
You too.
It's the Wolf. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Kelly.
What's your movie line, Kelly?
Go ahead, punk. Make my day.
It's Sudden Impact. Dirty Harry.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Thanks.
You know, Kelly, thank you, because that's the only one we've gotten so far.
Bye, Kelly.
Sorry, it was too easy. Have a good day.
Bye. Right, here's a movie line,
right.
You know, geeky thing for you, because he did not say punk in that line. He just said, go ahead, make my day. You can tell she's a Dirty Harry movie fan, though. And as you know, there were several Dirty Harry movies. Mm-hmm. And in the first Dirty Harry movie, which was Dirty Harry, that's where she got punked, because that's where he goes, and I think I can do this verbatim, where he goes, I know what you're thinking. Did I fire six shots or only five?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the guy's squatted down on the pier there. Mm-hmm. And then he gets to the end and gets in. He goes, well, seeing this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and can blow your head clean off, you got to be asking yourself a question. Do I feel lucky?
Yeah.
And then there's the pause, and he goes, well, do you, punk?
Yeah.
And he just goes for his gun. Boom. He blows him into the water. And that's where she got the punk part of that line. And that's how powerful those lines were in that movie. They stick with you like that. And that it threads through all those movies. And then it got to be where every Dirty Harry movie, you can ask Clint Eastwood about this, you go through this and they start expecting some big catchphrase in every single one of them.
What about, what's the Bruce Willis, Die Hard? Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, you can't say it on the air, but yeah, they kept expecting.
I can do whatever I want on my last day.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
All right, one more time for us. Amy, give us your best Schwarzenegger from the original Terminator movie, please.
I'll be back.
One more time.
No, wait.
Yes, get a good one.
All right, and action.
I'll be back.
Wow. Let's compare that.
It got worse. I did it fine before.
Yeah.
Let's compare that to the original.
I'll be back.
That's the original. Do you know who was one of the original considerations to play the Terminator in the Terminator movie? Now, that was a James Cameron movie, really his first movie.
Morgan Freeman.
No, it's not it. It's a good try. But no, that's not it. O.J. Simpson.
Huh.
O.J. Simpson was originally considered, but when Cameron looked at the screen tests and the pictures, he thought that O.J. looked too...
Guilty of murder?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Allegedly.
Actually, it's the very opposite of that. Cameron actually said that he looks too all-American and innocent to play
because
the Terminator.
You know why? Because you're picturing that commercial. What commercial was it where he's running through the airport?
Hertz.
Yeah. That's what you're imagining.
So anyway, and of course, they got Arnold and it went on to be a huge thing and all sorts of kinds of stuff. But what's interesting is Arnold, and I averaged this out for you, he made an average of $21,429 per word of dialogue in that movie.
Now, you just told us that The Godfather made $120,000 for that entire...
Marlon Brando paid $120,000 because the studio originally didn't want him in the movie.
And could you imagine if you're Marlon Brando and you get paid $120,000 for one of the most well-known movies, and then Arnold comes in and gets paid how much?
It averages up to $21,429 per word of dialogue in Terminator. That's the original. He spoke only 700
per word.
He spoke only 700 words in the movie. That's 17 total lines that he had to know. 17 lines. In Terminator 2, he made $15 million, and that comes out to $85,716 for the phrase, hasta la vista, baby. So... imagine saying that line and making $85,000.
It's like the Dumb and Dumber movies. Jim Carrey makes millions, and what's his face?
Jeff.
He makes like $500,000.
But you know, that's something that these guys have to get used to. Yeah. You want to be in the movies? You know, that's kind of how it is. You know,
One of you is going to get paid like a woman.
You said that, not us. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about Clint Eastwood. By the way, what's your favorite line? You want to stump us with the line from the movie? You think you can stump us? Call us at 680 Wolf.
Most people are. With the exception of one, we don't know any of them.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Yeah, I got sudden impact. Now, of course, that's easy. I would get that. Are you testing me? Are you asking me what movie that's
I know from? You know what it's from.
Tombstone.
They also make great pizzas.
They do. Favorite movie lines. You've been testing us. We've been testing you. Hello.
Amy, are you leaving us?
No. I made a joke because the second part of Yippee-ki-yay is mother.
I know.
And I was making...
Mofo.
Yeah, and Dale said, Dale said you can't say that on air. And I said, I can say whatever I want on my last day, meaning if I said it, I would be fired.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been trying to get rid of her for a while.
But thank you for being concerned about that.
Well, I don't think anybody else could keep those two in line as well as you do.
Thank you. What's your name?
Of course, it's Sandy.
Oh, Sandy, thank you. I appreciate you checking in.
Yippee-ki-yay, Sandy.
Yippee-ki-yay. Adios.
Bye.
I just looked over to Chase, by the way. Go ahead and pull it up, what you had on your screen up here. He's on Reddit. And he was zoned in on this woman dancing. Dale, which, can you just come around here for a second and take a gander at what Chase was just staring, mouth ajar.
I feel like you caught me off guard. It was what popped up.
This is a woman dancing in a tank top, and the angle is zoomed in on the middle, her torso.
No, she was making bread. She was making bread. Yes, she
was. B-R-E-A is the correct spelling of what you were looking at. It was not bread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are, what a weirdo.
It happened to be the next thing that popped up. It just so happened.
Did you see his face? He was eyes open, mouth ajar. Go out in public. You'd see that more often.
In his own world.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
724, Oscar
Week. Movies.
You have a movie line you want to try to stump us with? We'll take a stab at it. I had a guy, I didn't get the call because I was in the middle of saving another one, but a guy called in with another Dirty Harry line, and I'm pretty good, you know, at those movies. And as we talked about earlier, it's easy to run them together. Is that in this movie? Is that in that movie? Whatever. And he calls up with another one of the famous catchphrases, "Man's got to know his limitations." Yeah. Which he told me was from Dirty Harry, and I questioned him and said it wasn't Dirty Harry. I said I thought it was Magnum Force, and while we were doing it, Amy Googled it, and
Dale, you are correct.
Check it out!
Wow, look at that.
So anyway, if you got a line you want to try to stump us for a movie, or if you just got a favorite one you want to talk about, we thought since it's Oscar week, it'd be a good time to do it. There's so many famous lines from stuff that became just part of the lexicon of America, like, you know, "May the Force be with you," you know?
Or one of my favorite lines, "You're too stupid to have a good time."
Yeah, we started early. That was the first one we started out with this morning, and I've seen Roadhouse many times, and I swear I just drew a complete blank. I had no idea where it came from.
That movie's hilarious if
I
you watch
forgot.
It.
Too, another movie that I quote often, and I realized it once I rewatched it, was Apollo 13.
Yes, that's another. That's just a great movie, and it has two or three lines. And again, what you're talking about is a movie that doesn't necessarily have catchphrases. Mm-hmm. It has lines that are memorable.
It has lines like, "This piece of blank will get you home."
"I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse." Yep. Was never meant to be a catchphrase. It was just a great line in a movie, which ended up being a catchphrase. So if you've got a line from a movie that you want to talk about. "I'm going to
make him an offer he can't refuse." Was that it?
No.
That's actually just a terrible. That's like Luke Bryan trying to do Marlon Brando badly.
Whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.